Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, Saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is June 6, 2021.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world. Look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late, and being too late is coming quick. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to call him at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program which simulcast live on internationally on YouTube, some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime.
Okay, let's thank our listener base. That's in worldwide places. And where'd they go, Dad?
Where did they go?
Uh-oh.
I bet I know where they're at.
Like everywhere they're listening.
Like everywhere they're listening. Here they are.
Okay, here we go. Let's go with Amsterdam, Netherlands, Paris, France, Tafford, UK, and in the United States, we have Washington, D.C., Newark, New Jersey, Boston, Massachusetts, and Kansas City, Missouri is the number one listener that listened to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Yeah, Kansas City has got an awful lot of them out there, and so does Paris, France really has a lot. And so, you know, you folks over there in Wichita, guess what? They both beat you. So, anyway, I do know I have a lot of listeners in Wichita. Drop by to miss time and visit with us. Okay. Where are we at here? Oh, okay. Send me a text to my phone. Let me know what city you're hailing from, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. You can follow and share with me on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. And for the record, you know they opened up Trump's website on
Link to that.
Facebook and Instagram both. I'll send you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They allowed him back on both, but Twitter says he's never, ever getting back on. Anyway, let me say a prayer and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father, and give everyone out their ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, I got a different song for you tonight. It's an oldie but a goodie, and it's depending on what you call oldie. It's at least probably 10 years old. Let's hear it.
Now, have you seen them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? Seen them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy? As they call it, democracy. Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now, they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays that look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts and fit, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberty. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy? As they call it, democracy. Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Yeah, it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Boom. That's a great song. That song came out about right when I first started radio, I think. Frank could probably tell us better, but that's Carl Klang, folks, and it's called a Dirty, Rotten, Filthy Conspiracy, and you can find it over there on YouTube if you like it. And anyway, but it's all true. I mean, all the words in it. He did a great job. Anyway, we are hearing reports that Trump is actually telling people, but we don't have an actual quote from him, but he's telling it. Supposedly, he's been telling some people that he'll be reinstated by August.
That's what Mike DePillo Man was saying.
Yeah, and Mike DePillo Man is continuing his battle with Dominion. In fact, he's suing him, and he added a smart something else, another one of the machine companies, onto the lawsuit. And so Mike's really out there fighting him. This could turn around, but you got to keep praying, folks, and really considering where we're at. And especially, now, here, first, I'm going to make an admission here. First off, I want to say is, when coronavirus first came out, we were one of the first people that were saying it was going to be a problem on radio, and that was before it ever even hit the United States. When we started watching it in China, we said it was going to be a real problem. For the record, you can go back and check. going off of that, and we said from the first that it leaked out of the Wuhan lab, my wife and Frank, our producer, were advent. You guys were both advent that you said that you believed that China did it on purpose.
Right, they
and,
did.
And I'm now, you know, because I'm a person that has to be convinced, because it did mess up China's economy and things, and I still can't figure out if it leaked, if they did it intentionally, why they just didn't bring it over here and set it loose instead of sending people.
I really don't think they did it intentionally. I don't think they were ready to release it, and I think it escaped on the person that like the report said, that came out, escaped on one of the workers, and then he got home, it got on his mate, went to the wet market, and then it just went crazy. But then there was a report that came after that they had 3 or 4 cases before that ever happened.
Right. The point is, so here's... And I do say that there is strong enough. There is also enough. Let's say this: there's enough conclusive evidence to believe that it did absolutely come from that Wuhan lab, absolutely. And there's also even a book that's been uncovered, which we reported on that book. I found it and reported, and I told you folks that there was a military report that said that the next war that they were going to fight with the United States would be with bioweapons. Now, maybe they weren't ready, but it also sure helped win the election.
Well, and then if I remember right, after that came out, then there was another one that came out that they intentionally, and that's what they're probably talking about now, that's when China New Year was going on, and they already had the coronavirus,
well,
and they intentionally let everybody go out of China and spread it through the world so everybody else would suffer like they
did. Well, sight unseen, they absolutely did that. There's conclusive
proof. That's what the intentional thing is.
Conclusive.
All in the beginning, I think it was an escape artist on the virus part. But
if they did, but it won them, and I say them, the election, because the guy that's in there is for China. Anyway. But Rand Paul, what I want to go over to now is Fauci. You don't want to we'll get through with this. But Rand Paul has been, they've been having Fauci up there and groaning for questions because the Republicans had called him up there. And so now Fauci, through a Freedom of Information Act, Fauci's emails have been revealed. And that guy was lying to us all along. Let's read this.
Of course he was.
Okay, Rand Paul responds to eye-opening Fauci emails. And he simply by saying, I told you so, I told you. Okay.
Okay, the Western Journal. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky took a 2-word victory lap on Twitter on Tuesday after emails from Dr. Anthony Fauci came to light, which appeared to show the doctor held private beliefs about the coronavirus pandemic that do not exactly square up with his public statements throughout the last year. The email was replaced under a Freedom of Information Act request and obtained by BuzzFeed News and the Washington Post. One email appears to show Fauci dismissed common mask as a viable mitigation tool to protect people from being infected. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. Fauci reportedly wrote to former Secretary of Health and Human Services Sylvia Burwell in February of 2020. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses, which is small enough to pass through the material. It might, however, provide some slight benefit to keep out gross droplets if someone coughs or sneezes on you, the email added.
Okay, stop a second. We reported that also. We read that someplace. We got it out of something and reported that months ago.
I think it was that same Fauci report.
Well, but this is the first time his emails have been revealed. So he's backing it up. You know, here's the point. This is a smoking gun to something that we heard months ago. We knew this. This was out here. And the conservatives have been saying this, too, because doctors other than Fauci have been saying this. But here you have what we have here, folks, is we have Fauci admitting it and saying it to somebody else way back when he said that we needed masks, we didn't need masks.
Well, he was wishy-washy in the beginning. He said we didn't need masks, they wouldn't work, save them for the first responders and the nurses and doctors and stuff. And then, all of a sudden, everybody needs a mask.
Okay, well, let's go with this the last of this article.
Okay, another email shared by BuzzFeed showed Fauci was apparently told in the early days of the pandemic that the coronavirus appeared to be engineered. GOP Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado shared a screenshot on Twitter of that email.
Okay, so there's a point. See, that email, he's trying to say that it wasn't engineered, didn't come out of the lab, that it came from humans, and he even in today tried to say, back up and say that. I don't know how they got that out of my email when it's right in front of us that we know he said it appeared to be engineered. Let's try and get this one done. We'll talk about it probably after break.
Evidence emerges China created an unnatural virus, then tried to conceal it in order to destroy the United States of America. CD Media. British professor Angus Dalilish and Norwegian scientist Dr. Birgi Sorensen are soon publishing evidence the Chinese Communist Party created an unnatural virus in the lab and attempted to backdate the research and conceal their activities from the world. The CCP then allowed the virus, even enabled it, to escape to the West. Wuhan province was locked down, but millions allowed to travel to the United States, Italy, India, and
other places.
Yeah. Just
okay,
what I just said a minute ago.
That's what you did. Yeah, that is what you just said. That was the part that you said that was, and this is backup for what you were saying.
Yep, they let it escape and then they let it out.
Right.
The shocking allegations in the study included accusations of deliberate destruction, concealment, or contamination of data at Chinese labs, and it notes the silencing and disappearance of scientists in communist country who spoke out, wrote the Daily Mail. Remember that one Chinese doctor that came forward and said all that they were,
yeah,
that
and then
they
he disappeared.
Were doing it? Her mom was murdered, and then she disappeared.
She disappeared, and there's another one that did make it to the United States that worked here. There's a female that her whole family disappeared, but she made it to the United States, and she is here, and she's been doing interviews. But the one you're talking about did disappear. First, her mother was murdered, and then...
Yeah, and she also said that they were working on, at the same time they were working on the virus, they were working on an antidote in the same lab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but here's my point. All this evidence now that is now floating around common knowledge, and even the regular media is starting to pick it up, is what we reported at
when
the
happened.
Very first when it happened from sources that we gained when not anybody else was doing it. That's why you need to support our talk radio program. Okay, go on.
Now, Danglish and Sorensen have authored a new study which concludes that SARS coronavirus 2 has no credible natural ancestor and that it is beyond reasonable doubt that the virus was created through laboratory manipulation. Now, that's a new one because they said that it was originally a bat virus that they tweaked.
Okay, well, what they're saying here is...
It has no natural ancestor, so that throws out the window.
Well, it is a bat virus. But it's a bat virus that's changed, and the changed virus is a whole new thing, but it was created out of several things. You understand what I'm saying? It still has the natural ancestors. There's no, you can't go anywhere in nature and find this virus.
No, you can't.
Not
there's
in
no
the
vaccine.
Right. In the condition it is that you cannot find any, but you can find the things that it was created out of.
Right.
And the bat virus is what it was created out of. But they manipulated and changed it, so it's not a bat virus. It's something else entirely
different.
And
believe you me, they're still working on bioweapons.
Yeah, we only got about a minute for a break. I want to hurry up.
And the 22-page paper, which is set to be published in the Scientific Journal Quarterly Review of Biopsies Discovery.
Biophysics. Okay.
Biophysics.
Stop. Folks, we're going to come back to this after break. There's no way I can get the rest of this article out and say everything that I want to, but... Let me tell you what, and also you folks out there, there is so much evidence out there that you should not take this vaccine. I know it's a personal choice, but it is so damaging, and they're forcing it on kids. They, you know, it's just, it's terrible. Let alone,
and it mutates your DNA and destroys it, you have it.
Long term, we don't know what it's going to do. There's a point. I mean, you know, I know it messes with your DNA and everything else, but... You know, we don't know what it's going to do.
Everybody's different. It goes back to that. It affects everybody, well, like everything else. Everybody's different.
Blood clots and all kinds of things, and heart attacks and all kinds of things. Tell everybody where they can find us, and we'll go to break.
You can find all of our contact information, all the ministry updates, all the radio program archives is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night to worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour and American Voice Radio Network. Well, I sure am enjoying the absolute, notice how quiet it is. We're not hearing no bug things. I finally figured it out. What
no
it was.
Echoes.
And it was some kind of setting deep into the computer that you don't find. You got to really search. Somebody sent me a link to something, and I was able to, through that, track it down. And we won't mention that Frank is the one that sent the link.
Okay, don't mention it was Frank.
Yeah, I won't. I don't want him to get any credit at all. Okay, now, moving right along. Pick it back up here, but folks, we're reading an article about a whistleblower. I'll read the headline. Evidence emerges that China created an unnatural virus and then tried to conceal it in order to destroy the United States. We're going to finish on with this. Now, these are the two guys that is putting this report out. Go ahead.
Now, Dangligish and Thorson have authorized a new study which concludes that the SARS coronavirus 2 has no credible natural ancestor, and that it is beyond reasonable doubt that the virus was created through laboratory manipulation.
Okay, and see, that's what I was talking about before break, or whenever I talked to you about it. Anyway, the point is that, yeah, it started from a bat virus, but they manipulated it and changed it.
So there's no natural ancestor, because the bat would have been the natural ancestor, but it's out the window because they tweaked it too bad. It can't even be traced to the bat now.
It's like, you know, it's like a you take a car frame that's a Chevy and you put a Ford engine on
it. It's not a Chevy no more.
It's no longer a Chevy. Right, exactly.
It's like the bat virus. It ain't a bat virus no more. It's a bioweapon, and there is no vaccine for it.
Yeah, they're not currently. The vaccine isn't a vaccine at all. Okay.
Okay, in the 22-page paper, which is set to be published in the Scientific Journal Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery, the scientists described their month-long forensics analyst looking up back at experiments done at the Wuhan lab between 2002 and 2019. The whistleblower disposed by attorneys in a legal case in Georgia who claimed blackmail and corruption at the highest levels of government writes the following. It's a weapon. This is an attack. Deliberate, treasonous persons in our government aided and abetted a hostile foreign government to infiltrate our country and manipulate the elections. And that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Without that, they couldn't have had all the mailing ballots, and that's how they... And at the same time, they did it on two fronts. They did it with the mail-in ballots and the ones they printed up, and they also did it at the same time by hacking through the machine, the Dominion machine.
Of course they
did.
So
they did it. They had it two fronts. It
relabeled all Trump. Trump got more votes than anybody in history.
Yeah, and yeah, it's incredible.
A more than a landslide.
And in those states, you know, I mean, while Arizona's taking the lead in a forensic analysis of everything, the other states, Georgia and Pennsylvania and everything, are fixing to do the same thing. The truth is going to come out.
Right, and now they're even saying that even the states that Trump won, anywhere there was a Dominion machine, there was cheating.
Well,
anywhere. That's everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. The audits are, okay, the DS has already moved to delay ignore mode regarding the audits. 8:53 a.m. on May 29, 2021, the audits are inedible.
Inevitable.
Inevitable.
In other words, no, absolutely.
Right, they're proof, positive. Okay. They already have a backup plan in place. They know the election will be reversed. They intend to stall it, call for investigations, and want to run everything through the court, taking as long as possible, knowing that it will be reversed. John, U.S. Senate candidate, MD 2022, at John here to help.
Okay, stop. That is what these next two are tweets by these people. This is a tweet by him. Go ahead.
It's a U.S. senator. Okay, they are giving hostile foreign governments complete access to our intelligence, our government, military, banking, every system. Their intention, if when they lose power, is to leave the country so damaged and infiltrated that their plan will continue.
Okay. And that was May 29, 2021. And see, that's what we had anyway. Here's the problem. You know, see, Hillary was supposed to take over for Obama, and they had already did these things. Well, so that's why Trump had such a problem, because when Obama left, but it left all his people in offices and everything.
And that's why he had such a hard time getting accomplished what he did get accomplished through the whole election, through this whole presidency.
Well, right, and that's why he had to fight so hard. And people say, well, why didn't he fire this? Why did he trust this person or that? It's incredible that he even was able to do what he did, because there wasn't really ended up being hardly anybody that he could trust.
No, everybody turned on him.
Well, and it wasn't that they turned on turning on him, say, once they were for you. If I turn on you, that means I was once for you, not against you. These people were never for him in the first place. They were all there. So, and I have no answer for that. I have no answer for what Frank just asked. What happens if Trump is reinstated halfway through his term, then 2 years carrying out the commies, and his term is limited, Democrat dream? I don't know. I don't know what happens with that. It depends on, I guess, who would follow him. Anyway, so there's some incredible things coming out, but this country, people don't realize how much the world is in turmoil. The same thing happened over in Israel, where Netanyahu has now been, finally, it's really strange how they I can't explain it, how they put their government up. it comes from, you have to have a certain majority of this and that, and it comes from votes by voting people in. And it's hard to explain how you're the president in Israel. It's really hard to explain it. It's a democratic process. They say, like they have, like the Republicans, if they have the super majority, then they can have whoever they want, but they're not called Republicans. But if by the numbers, each party has a certain amount of votes, and you have to have a certain over 50% in order to have somebody to be president. Well, the other side, through everybody else, the only thing that keeps them together, they all hate Netanyahu, and it's left-wingers, Islamists, and everything. Anyway, Netanyahu is no longer president of Israel as of 2 days ago. And
really?
this is really a load of garbage, and it's like anti-Trumpers, and it's going to fall apart. But we're in a time of turmoil. I do not know, even if Trump gets back in, if anything is saved, because the world's going off the cliff. But let me tell you something good before we go on with this next section. Let's see. Forget about that one. Okay, where have I got it? What's this say?
Ballads of the Exodus, official teaser trailer.
Okay, what I'm looking at is...
Dallas premiere, June 24th.
Okay, do you know what that is?
It looks like a movie.
It is a movie. Amen. It's a major motion picture. What do you think it's about?
About coming out of Egypt. Exodus. Or is it coming out of the United States?
No. Well, guess where it was filmed at. The real Mount Sinai. Just give you a hint.
That's their movie they just
made. That's a movie they've been working on, and it's called Ballads of the Exodus. Folks, make sure that you find it. The Dallas premiere, it will be at a theater at the Palace Arts Center in Grapevine, Texas. Free admission with registration. So if you're in Texas or you want to travel, I'd like to travel there to go
I'd like to go see that. What's
on the big screen. We're talking about June 24th. Of this month, it will come out, but you will also be able to see the premiere on the Frontier Alliance. Anyway, you'll be able to see it on their app or whatever, you know, see it on the thing. But it's the first biblical epic feature film shot in Israel and Saudi Arabia at the what?
Real Mount Sinai.
Real Mount Sinai. So this is a must-see thing. And if you want to see this trailer, just go over to prophecyhour.com and then look at the pastor's page, you know, where the guys kneel and pray. That's the pastor's page. Click on that and scroll around. I'll resend it over there after a while so I make sure it's up at the top of the list so you folks can see it. So it's be dynamite. But I would like to go down there to Grapevine, Texas, and see it in a theater. Wouldn't that be neat?
Figure out when June 24th, what day does that fall on?
Well, we'll look later. It's on a Friday, I think. Actually, yeah,
it's on Thursday.
Well, maybe
okay, Frank, no radio June 24th.
Well, we may go. Problem children, anyway, maybe we will go. We'll do a program live from there.
How are you gonna watch a movie and do a radio program?
It depends on what time
it's
of day.
From 1 to 6.
1:30 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, well, we may have to figure something out.
That's a long movie.
Well, yeah, and it has an intermission in the middle of it.
I see that.
Yeah, amen. Anyway, we'll quit talking about what we may or may not do right now. But any way you look at it, I'm going to see it on. I can watch it. If I have to, I can watch it at home, you know. Anyway.
Right, I am going to watch it. So that's
in the Yeah, any way you look
we'll
at it.
We'll probably be here on the 24th.
Yeah, we don't ever get to go anywhere, you know.
I won't say ever, but very far, far, far and few in between.
Well, yeah, because who has money?
We have responsibilities.
Responsibilities, and it takes money to go places.
Why? And when you have to build around 2 days a week that you have to be there to feed people, you can't really plan for anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other than, I'll be at the mission Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah, amen. But and anyway, though... We'll get on with the others. Okay, now then, there is so much more coming out. I mean, the news is going crazy. And if you look at MSN and the leftist stations, now, remember, they drove all the conspiracy theories that they wanted to be true that would, you know, come out by the government, right? You know, like about Trump and Russia and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the fake ones, lie ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
But right now, you know what they're pushing. Now, you know there's a report coming out June 25th, right?
That's Mike's report?
No, we're not. We're talking about UFOs.
Oh.
Trump made sure there was a law that was passed that they had to give a report to Congress, that the military had to give a report to Congress on what they knew about UFOs, and it was supposed to, the due date is June 25th.
Oh,
it
cool.
could come out before. But, so what the left media is speculating that they're pushing the narrative that all these UFOs are going to be dangerous, that they're coming here to hurt us. Okay, so let's hear what Barack Obama has to say.
Proof of aliens will lead to new religions and massive military spending, Barack Obama. The former U.S. president says many people's religious beliefs will change if it's even proved.
Ever.
If it's ever proved alien life does exist. And there'll be calls from huge amounts to be spent on arming ourselves. Barack Obama has waded into the conversation about alien life and has predicted that if evidence of aliens emerges, it will lead to sweeping changes around our planet. The former U.S. president said that proof of aliens would likely result in the emergence of new religions, and there would be calls.
They just repeated himself anyway.
For him, sends the money to be spent on weapons, yeah.
Okay, now wait a minute here. Hold on. Corona didn't work completely. Let's go with this. Right now, most people, Obama is the one that's feeding. It's pretty close to being positive. I can't prove it, but a lot of people are saying
it. Yeah, it's been saying a lot.
That Obama is actually the one telling Biden what to do. And he's being controlled by Soros and the New World Order people and all that. And it is his agenda. And in fact, he said the other day that practically all of his people that he used when he was president are now back in office.
Right. And they also released a video on Owen News where he was talking about he wouldn't mind being in a basement running somebody as a front runner, and exactly what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. Yes. Yeah. He said this is
he admitted it
Obama's
on him saying it right out of his own mouth.
Okay.
Video.
Okay, right. And amen, I'm glad you brought that to the table. So my point is, it's really important to what he's saying now, because whatever the government puts out is probably what he's going to tell Biden to put out.
Right.
So when he says that they're going to use it to try and change religions, there's going to be change in religions, and there's going to be evidence of aliens. Well, if Obama's saying it, he's the one that's been feeding Biden, so there's a strong possibility this is what the report's going to say.
This is their next plot.
What?
I said this is their next plot on the American people.
Well, it could be, and everybody was joking about it being aliens next, but guess what? It may be aliens next.
Spelt wrong. It's S-E-E.
No, but that's the way they wanted to spell it.
Oh, see?
Yes, just read it.
See it to believe it, UFOs. Aren't coming from space, but from beneath the sea. Oh, I get it. And craft spotted buzzing or U.S. Navy claims alien hunting ex-cop.
Come on. And no, wait a minute. Stop. Here's what I want you to do. Don't laugh. You know why I don't want you to laugh? Because it's the truth.
Why?
They have been seeing me.
I was laughing at chasing aliens.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it's something. See, here's my point, folks. See, anybody even brings up the word aliens or whatever, my wife laughs. She knows it's serious. And or you try to talk to somebody about it, they laugh. But it is real. I don't know that they're aliens. I think it's interdimensional. But the point is, there is something there, and it is real, and they've been seeing it. These are real reports. And the military now admits it. Go ahead.
Exclusive, the Sun. UFOs may not be coming from space, but rather from beneath the sea amid a string of strange encounters involving U.S. warship. A former cop turned into an investigator has points. Gary Heselantine is the vice president of the New International Coalition for Extraterrestrial Research, which is made up of UFO researchers and scientists from 27 countries. He told the Sun online recent videos showing encounters between the U.S. Navy and UFOs along the Pentagon investigation are game changers that paved the way to finally explain the unexplained. UFOs are often seen coming in and out of the water, so suspect that in the deepest oceans and trenches we may well have alien bases. said Mr. Hislatine. Hislatine.
I don't know how you pronounce that. We'll just call him Helstein. Just call him Helstein.
That sounds crazy, but if you think about it, we only have 5% of the ocean. We know more about the surface of the moon or Mars than our own ocean. So that would seem to me why UFOs are seen regularly coming in and out of the water. Mr. Hislatine spent 6 years working with the Royal Air Force Police, 24 years with the British Transport Police, and launched a national database for UFO sightings for cops while then serving officer in 2002, before retiring from the force in 2013 to focus on his research. U.S. intelligence officials have been ordered to compile a dossier on UFOs for Congress after a flurry of videos filmed by the U.S. Navy and Air Force personnel were leaked, and the report is due for release this month. Strange videos show encounters with objects which appear to defy all conventional understanding of how aircraft move, with the most recent showing 14 UFOs swarming the USS Omaha.
Omaha. Okay,
Omaha.
And that's a big aircraft carrier. Here's the point. This is what I mean, folks. These are real sightings. These are real Navy personnel. And the Navy personnel said, we have no idea in the world how these things can do what they do. One Navy guy said, I don't know how they can do what they do. They must be from outer space or someplace, but I'd like to fly one, you know. That's a natural pilot's reaction. But here's the point. They're finally admitting over all these years, the military, when all these sightings and things were going on, the military absolutely denied it. We denied it. Project Blue Book was just a scam to tell you that they were not anything strange, but now they're telling you that they are from other worlds or something, but I don't know what the report's going to be. I don't know what the report's going to be, and I'm not going to go through them. There's countless ones. You could go with the drug report and many other places and find a list of them. Everybody's starting to talk about it now. Point is, number one, if they went this long without doing anything to harm us, right, why all of a sudden would they be worried about harming us now?
Right. Why are
they
going to attack us?
Well, they may very be good angels and bad angels. We don't know. That's my point. We don't know. But why would they all of a sudden change into being a threat? But would the government use this to lock us down and to take our rights away? That's the point. What are they going to say? Even we don't know that they're going to tell us the truth.
Right.
You understand? And so this is a big deal. A big deal. Anyway, I don't know if you folks noticed that last week that, you know, the beef industry, where the meat industry was hacked. Did you see that?
Yeah, you told me about it, but I haven't really been on.
Okay, well, 5% of the meat industry was hacked, and it slowed it down. The biggest meat producer in the world was hacked, and it stopped their production for a while. Supposedly, I heard they paid the ransom. But we folks use this window of opportunity. If you don't have food stocked up, that you should have it stocked up. I am telling you, before summer is over, the meat prices and all food prices are going up anyway, but they're really going to go up, and there's going to be shortages. That's what they're headed to. That's another way of locking you down and controlling you. These things are going to happen. You need to be aware. You need to be ready for what's going on. If you just scroll through the news and read what's going on, it's just crazy out there. But, you know, you need to be about your Father's business. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You know, right now, our numbers are going up sometimes. So what was your high number? 96?
96.
96. I looked this summer, that could be a regular number because, you know, sometimes we're doing set. What did you do the other day? You did 69 and it was on the first.
Yeah, it was 69. And the day before that, which actually I was a surprise because they got their checks, but yeah, it was 69. And the day before that was 84.
Right. And usually, what usually happens on the first of the month?
It goes way down and around 40, and I don't even do the whole 60.
Right, right. It goes down to about 40, but now it's staying up there. There's more and more people that need what we're doing. And it's, you should be involved in it, folks, whether you help us or not. You need to, well, let me share the scripture. In James chapter 2, it says, and I've shared it before, but I'm going to hammer it to you again. James chapter 2, 14 to 20 says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Well, wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And here's the point. That should be natural. But I'm not saying works earn your way to heaven. That's not what we're saying. But if you are saved and you know the word of Yahweh, then it said, what did Yeshua say? He said, well, we'll know them by their works. We'll know them by their fruits. That over and over, it says, what do you produce? What do you produce? That way you can tell, because if you are truly a believer and you truly know the word of God, you would be doing those things and it would be natural to you. So right. When I say, and I can show you my faith by works, we are an independent family mission church. We've been going now. We started our 22nd year in June, folks, and I'd like to do something special for the homeless and poor. I'd like to get it to really give them a great big barbecue. That's going to take a few bucks. If you want to donate to that barbecue for these people, something special, make sure you mark your donation for that so I know that's what it's for. But anyway, the point is these people are coming for help. You need to be about your Father's business. We've been doing it for 22. This is, we start our 22nd year of doing it. And
June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st. And June 1st. And also, they get Bibles. They get, if they need counseling, I still talk to them and give them counseling. You wouldn't believe how many people ask for prayers. I still do first aid and so on.
Hygiene, sack lunches, clothing.
What?
Everything. Sack lunches, clothing, furniture, whatever we get, they get.
Yeah, amen, amen. So we do need your help. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. If you do not want to help with the Wichita Mission Church, I ask that you would what? That you would support radio because...
Let me clarify something. When I said furniture, some people might think that's kind of funny because it's a homeless outreach. What are they going to do with furniture? But believe you me, we serve the homeless, the poor, and anybody that comes in the door. There's people that live that come from the neighborhood and there's people that are homeless that get apartments, and guess what, they need furniture and dishes and stuff.
Tell them how they can donate.
You can find all of our contact information, or you can donate over online, over the phone, or mail in a check or money order, and you can find all that information on how to contact us on prophecyhour.com, as well as all of our radio program archives and all of our mission updates. And are your videos on there?
If they go over and follow the link, they can go to where the videos are. The videos are on Facebook.
And we have videos on Tuesdays and Fridays on Facebook if you actually want to see what we do.
Right, and there's a Facebook Messiah's Branch page, and there's a Wichita Mission Church page on Facebook. You can just look them up.
Right.
And all the videos are there, countless videos, and you can see what we do. Well, some of what we do, you know, because I don't...
what we do there.
Right now, I barely show the people because it isn't fair to make them have their
right
video of them. You know what I mean?
Well, and even when we were open, when we did videos, we never videoed them without their permission.
Right, just on a rare occasion. Right at first, we took a lot of pictures, but it's always bugged me, you know. They should have their privacy, and so they do. But anyway, you can tell. Go check us out. Go to prophecyhour.com and look around, and you'll find everything that they need. Hey, if somebody out there knows how to make an app, I'm looking for somebody to help me with an app because there's some places to make free ones, but I'm not that literate with computers. I also need somebody to help update website. But anyway... Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church and support radio. If you're supporting radio, make sure you mark it for radio. Okay. You got anything else you want to say before we go?
Yeah, I'm going to say we got another shipment of brand new shoes in, and I'm hoping that we get to put them out tomorrow.
Okay.
Clothing.
It's going to be warm, so we're going to try, and they're steel-toed shoes.
And they're really nice.
They're like tennis shoes. We get them sent by a hospital, I think it is. Okay, got to go. We must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He died for our repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father.
Remember, always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's like praying for Messiah's return.
Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and you'd be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. So an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.